The National Constitution Amendment Committee conducted a two-day stakeholders validation meeting on Monday and Tuesday to review the National Elections Act, a key element of the permanent constitution-making process as stipulated in the Revitalized Peace Agreement. Committee Chairperson Gishera Kibara says several important provisions will be included in the amended act.
We have received very good input in terms of how to strengthen the law that is already existing. One of the major changes in the law is that we have introduced an entire section on election petitions, which was not in the original law.
In the 2010 general elections, the late General George Athor, who ran in Jonglei State gubernatorial elections, and David Yauya, who ran for a seat in the State Legislative Assembly, formed rebel groups after they were defeated. Both charged there were election irregularities in the process. Kibara says the new section on election petitions is crucial for preserving peace and stability in the country.
It's very, very important. They are part of peace-building mechanisms. So elections must be conducted in a very thorough way, where all parties are satisfied with the way elections have been done, and also where they reflect the will of the people.
Kibara says presidential election petitions will be presented before the Supreme Court. He says other petitions will go to lower courts. The Constitutional Amendment Committee also adopted 35 years as the minimum age for presidential candidates. Mary Ayan Majuk, Deputy Speaker for the Council of States, the upper chamber of South Sudan's national legislature, says having a strong elections law will help South Sudan navigate its way back to stability.
The central element of good governance is good election law that would be in turn ensure holding of free, fair, and credible elections. The ultimate goal of good governance is enhancing peace, socio-economic development, and political stability. Having good elections law and holding free, fair, and credible elections affirms the principle of having people at the center of decision-making.
South Sudan was slated to hold its first general elections in February 2023 in accordance with the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. But in July, parties to the agreement extended the transitional period for another 2 years, putting off elections until 2025. Professor Abenego Akukachwal, chairperson of the National Elections Commission, urges political parties to follow the new roadmap.
We need really the political parties and the RGMEC to concentrate and follow them very carefully, say that time cannot elapse again like what happened in the past. And I'm sure those who write the roadmap, it is tied together. And the commission has some important pillars which they have made there.
The stakeholder validation meeting brought together various political parties, the National Election Commission, national and international experts, civil society activists, and other groups. The National Constitutional Amendment Committee says it will draft a bill on the changes and present it to the Ministry of Justice, which will then forward it to Parliament. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.